KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Stephanie Kitts and Jennifer Garcia join us from the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. Stephanie's the communications manager, and Jennifer is the event director. And you guys have like the best job ever, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I would say so.
How long have each of you been doing this?
I've worked for Balloon Fiesta. It'll be 13 years in January.
All right. Stephanie?
I've been with Balloon Fiesta, 2 months now?
Okay.
Yeah, this is a brand new role for the organization.
But you grew up here.
I did.
Yeah.
I've been going to Balloon Fiesta as long as I can remember.
Yeah. Well, let me go here for you. Your favorite memory growing up or as a grown up at the Balloon Fiesta?
That's a tough one. I mean, I grew up chasing balloons with my dad.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of how it started. And so we've kind of done Balloon Fiesta together almost all my life. Yeah.
So goat head is a word for you, right? I'm guessing. I've never done it, but every time I see them out in the middle of a field, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So this year I roped my dad into volunteering on my team. So I feel like we're going back to our roots. Lots of really good memories, I think, but it's hard to pin down a favorite.
Yeah. So you have a team volunteering on your media team, or are you chasing?
The media team this
okay.
year, yeah.
Okay.
So he's like official this year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer, memories?
Favorite memory? My parents actually met in the 70s ballooning.
Yeah.
In one of the first Balloon Fiestas. But my favorite memory is probably was when my husband and I's son was able to fly for his first mass ascension flight.
Yeah.
We own balloons. So
I would say my favorite Balloon Fiesta memory, I was working, now we're broadcasting from the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque, but I was working at the time on Hawkins Industrial Space just north of here, which is just south of the field. And it was a Thursday, and it was Special Shapes, and it was a perfect, beautiful morning. And all the other balloons that weren't Special Shape, I think they were maybe taking off from the schools that day, or if they weren't taking off from the schools, they chose, because it's a beautiful, beautiful morning, to find other places in Albuquerque to take off from. So the Special Shapes went up. An ascension of all of them. They all went up, and it was like the biggest mass ascension I'd ever seen. The whole sky, because usually you get the waves, but it was more balloons in the sky than I had ever seen. With that in mind, that beautiful day, let's do this. Let's ask our listeners to pray for good weather. Winds not to exceed 5 miles an hour.
That's correct.
Okay.
Soft, gentle breezes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that comes, maybe that knowledge comes from monitoring mornings. When we had more of a morning show here, and I would look out our north window and the Dawn Patrol coming up, and you get a good, real good feel, usually pretty early, what's going to happen. Now, I'm going to assume that most of our listeners know plenty about the Balloon Fiesta, but there's so much to talk about in it. And, as a reminder to you two, we're talking to people in Las Cruces and Cannon Air Force Base, Clovis, Portales, and Central New Mexico, from the main transmitter on Sandia Crest. But let's do what we can to encourage people who maybe have said been there, done that. Just to remember, even if nothing is new, when you show up, it's like, man, I'm so glad we did it again this year. But let's talk about some of the things they may not be thinking about that would draw them to a one of the best family-friendly events in New Mexico. So with that in mind, let's remind them about what happens every year, the food, I'll let you go, Jennifer.
I would say, even though you might have come, like we talked about memories about Balloon Fiesta, I think, why not create new memories?
Yeah.
maybe you're not a fan of breakfast burritos, but you love a good donut or like, you know, a great cup of coffee. We have some great vendors out there, as well as, you know, I'm a fan for a beautiful sunrise.
Yeah.
And Dawn Patrol, like, you can't beat those guys. They're our favorite, like, you know, their launch and helping the other pilots determine when, you know, the winds and what we're facing for that morning. We've started getting our weather outlook and things look great. So we're really excited. But what else is going on? And, you know, maybe you've got kids now. We've got the Globitos, which are the Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings.
Okay.
And those are the remote control balloons.
Oh.
So even if you're not a pilot,
yeah,
you can come out and invest. And
how many years now with those?
We're near five.
Okay. Okay. And they're not tiny.
No, they're what, about 30 feet tall, Stephanie?
Yeah, they're really cool. They're not tiny, but they're also like kind of comically small when you see them up close. But it's so fun to experience ballooning in a different way.
Yeah.
And this year we're actually doing something new with the Globitos and for Balloon Fiesta in general. We're having a Monday night session, which we've never done before. And it's also off of Balloon Fiesta Park. It's off site. We're taking Balloon Fiesta on the road onto old Route 66, which is now 4th Street. In the village of Los Ranchos. So we're going to have the Globitos doing a glow along 4th Street in the village of Los Ranchos. There's going to be some lowriders there, local food, some live music. It's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah. And yeah, when you mentioned them, I sort of think, okay, there's one thing to go out there and just kind of, okay, there they are. They went up, went down. But do they do some of the competitions that the bigger balloons do? Something similar to that? Or is that a thought?
It's a thought. Not yet. They don't do that yet. We've only gotten them introduced into glowing.
Jim, do it like a key grab for a scooter or something, you know.
Right. Yeah. Something miniature.
Yeah. They can, I'm trying to think of a, they can do the touch and go in the water, maybe not on the Rio Grande, but maybe Isleta Lakes or something like that.
Hey, we've got a little lake on the... on the field from the golf course.
Yeah.
They could do their pond by Gondola Club.
Now, you guys got to hire me for... now, listen, you mentioned specific days for that. The glow...
We call them Fiesta de los Globitos.
Las Globitos.
Yes, little balloons.
Nice. However, if someone's listening, they forget that. Let's draw them to the website because at balloonfiesta.com... What a well source of information. I mean, you could spend a lot of time on this website, where would you send them specifically on the various tabs, experience the fiesta, plan your visit? Actually, all of it, I'm sure. But those two tabs especially, right?
Yeah. Under experience fiesta is where you can find the daily schedule. Everything is there. And then within that schedule, you can get information about the various type of events we have. So the Mass Ascension, the glows, the special shape days, everything is there.
Okay. Which actually brought to mind another favorite memory, America's Challenge, the gas balloons. I've actually got some really cool pictures, but we live not far. We live in the Northeast Heights, a little south and east of the field. But I remember one year we talk about having low winds, and these orbs were hanging out over the park, and they just weren't going anywhere. It was kind of cool, but that's always fun to watch. Not only to watch take off, but I kind of wonder how many of the listeners follow that race and realize how far these balloons go. Do you have any stories about, how that's gone?
Yes. So unfortunately this year, we're not having an America's Challenge.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Due to some scheduling conflicts with the Gordon Bennett. So the Gordon Bennett is the world's premier gas balloon race, and it was just held in France. And so the scheduling conflict for the teams to get their equipment shipped here delays us from being able to have the gas race.
Well, it's a great history, and you can find out more about it on the website at balloonfiesta.com. And we already touched on some of the food and, you know, the things we expect, out there as far as concessions and what have you, but so much has been added over the years. Some of the, again, back to good memories, to go out and watch the chainsaw wood carving competitions and other things that are available, almost Explora type of things. If you can go into more detail about that, that our listeners may not be aware of, if maybe it's been a really long time since they've been, and things along that line that'll be new this year.
Sure. I think the biggest thing is, with the listeners being from all over New Mexico, Monday is New Mexico Day. So even military participants can come and just show their ID and they get in for free. Free admission, parking, you know, there is a charge, but we encourage everybody to come out on Monday for New Mexico Day.
Also, if you ride your bike, it's completely free.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Ride your bike to
Monday or daily?
Just Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, I mean, the trail goes right there.
Yep.
Right? Which we've got some beautiful bike trails around New Mexico, or you can pick up one of the, I'm colorblind, those little green scooters you can put the card and take the, can you use those on the bike trail? I think you can.
Yeah.
But there's a great way to get to Balloon Park. Let's talk about getting there and, you know, some of the things we're well aware of, people may have forgotten about, but, you know, inside scoop on, look, you know, don't let getting in and out of the park keep you from going, because you guys have done a fantastic job of doing everything you can to get gobs of people into a isolated space and then out. Can you talk about the traffic flow?
Sure. We always encourage everybody to do park and ride, just because we are so limited in our parking lots. But if you choose to drive, I always say leave early, gives you a chance to get to the park, get a breakfast burrito, hot cup of coffee. But do plan ahead and be prepared. We like you to be there in the parking lots early versus sitting in traffic waiting and watching the balloons take off.
Okay. And just
We always joke in the office about early versus balloon fiesta early, right? Because most people, when they think about early, it's, you know,
it's lana manana.
Yeah, right. But the advice that I've been giving people, especially on social, is leave your house or your hotel by 4 a.m. Because it's always better, like Jennifer said, to get to the field early, have time to get that coffee and that burrito or that donut, rather than sitting in your car watching the balloons take off.
So. Right. Yeah, that's just such an easy in and out. Same locations. Do you know off the top of your head where the park and rides will be available this year? Or are there too many? Go for it.
Yeah, so there's two on the east side and two on the west side. It's Coronado Mall and Hoffmantown Church on the east side. And then on the west side, it's Cottonwood and Intel. But Intel is weekends only, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, and they start as early as,
I believe the first bus departs at 4:30.
Okay. So it's a great way to get in and out of Balloon Fiesta Park. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and come back. Like I said, you can go on the website and spend most of the day going through all the different things that are available. But if you just tuned in, Stephanie Kitts, the communications manager from the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, is with us, as well as Jennifer Garcia, the event director. Ladies, can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll take a quick break and come back after this on ABQ Connect.
on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we're continuing our conversation with Stephanie Kitts and Jennifer Garcia with the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. Stephanie's the communications manager, Jennifer the event director. And as I said at the top of this, man, ladies, what a great job you have. And we've got plenty more to talk about. But, you know, a lot of people would, I'm going to guess, they make the assumption so do you work like 3 months out of the year? And it's like, I happen to know that, look at the event. Have a hard time getting everything done in a year to pull this off, but it's really a year-round investment of your time.
It is. There's 19 of us full-time staff members, and then we expand to seasonal staff, and then we have close to 1,200 volunteers who help make it happen.
Yeah. Now, real quick on the volunteer thing, is it too late for people to, or do you need people for things still?
I think she's closing it up for this year.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that you can't volunteer. You can also volunteer for Chase Crew.
Yeah.
We take those on site each morning, so you can sign up and volunteer and crew with a balloon.
Is there a demographic qualifications for, you know, I think a crew, I mean, you want some people that are ready to run.
Running, maybe.
Yeah.
You don't have to always run, but yes, yeah. It's worth the experience. Crewing is like an experience like no other.
Yeah.
It'll build up your upper arm strength for
yes,
sure.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that from folding a balloon or?
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. Everything from holding down the basket to catching the basket when they're landing.
Digging the truck out of the mud.
Oh, hopefully not.
Yeah.
Or the
sand. With all the rain. I don't know. Might be.
Yeah. Well, look, we've got a few more things we really want to cover. Stephanie, off the air, you had mentioned balloon discovery. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So on the north end of the field, we've got the Balloon Discovery Center, which is basically a STEAM type center for kids. There's a pilot. What is it? A
pilot simulator.
Yeah, simulator. Thank you. Where you actually
see how bad you'd be flying a balloon.
It's so fun. Actually, we had like a little friendly competition in the office, but you're basically surrounded by this screen.
Yeah.
And you use the burners like you would on a real balloon, and
so much more difficult than people realize.
It really is.
Yeah.
The delay between, you know, when you hit the burner or vent. And something actually happens is tricky.
Yeah. So not quite like chess, but you got to think ahead.
Yeah, for sure. So it's a lot. It's a lot of fun for kids. It's open every day, morning and evening sessions. But of course, Thursday and Friday, it's a little bit busier with the kids around. But it's a really cool event, an addition to the event, I guess.
Yeah.
That folks really enjoy.
Yeah. And you know what? You brought up something else. And we talk about memories. You know, I have memories of Disneyland, you know, but I never enjoyed Disneyland so much as when I brought children and grandchildren and watched it through their eyes. I know you get busy, but even when you're out there, doesn't it warm your heart?
It does. There's nothing like seeing a kid at heart experience Balloon Fiesta for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. And we mentioned earlier, too, you know, as New Mexicans who, for the most part, grew up here, you know, it can become time to go to the Balloon Fiesta again. But again, when you do go, even if you've been before, it's like, oh, man, something new. It's a little late maybe to invite others from out of state, but what a great event to draw people into New Mexico. It pumps up the economy. I mean, you know, right?
Yeah.
Hotels, airport. I think they've added some additional flights directly to Albuquerque this year.
Yeah, the restaurants, everything. Yeah. People coming to town that aren't, you know, they're not getting a jewelry that they would get out, you know, other places. Okay, again, plenty to consider. We did want to cover, too, because we talked all about mornings and how beautiful the mornings are. But often I think we forget how fantastic the evening events are. I mean, this has grown so much. And before we get to evenings, I mean, we talked off the air, you know, what was our first one? And I went to the first international. I wasn't at Coronado Center, but I was at the State Fairgrounds when they were doing it in February. And it was pretty much there's the balloons. There they go. And it may have been more than that, but I was a kid. But there's just so much evening events. What are folks going to find? And is it happening every evening or specific evenings?
So there is a glow for five evenings. So Saturday evening, Sunday evening, Thursday and Friday are special shape glows. And then the second Saturday evening.
Okay. But it's much more than watching the balloons on the field, which is, you know, gigantic luminarias. It's beautiful. But what else will you find out there in the evening?
We've got the drone show, which is, like Jennifer said off the air, it's going to be fantastic this year, particularly in the evening. We've also got fireworks, skydivers that come in. Lots of fun stuff in the evenings.
Yeah, I said off the air, I've never seen a drone show live. But I, even when I see it on TV, it's like, that's got to be a little surreal. It's like a pixelated a TV screen in the sky.
It is. And the team that works on our drone show, they work on it year round with us and they do a great job. We've just gotten the final cuts for music. So I think it'll be a great experience this year.
Okay. And we did mention the special shapes happening on Thursday and Friday, morning and evening, correct?
Correct.
Obviously, if the weather permitting, we'll see those special shapes flying all over Bernalillo County, Sandoval County, for the most part. Every year, folks look for special shapes. There's one that I saw years ago. I don't know if it's even around anymore. It was a huge motorcycle.
The Superbike.
Yeah. I mean, and it had two gondolas, I think.
He only had one.
Did he? Okay.
That balloon weighed over 900 pounds and needed a special launch site just to accommodate.
Yeah. There are some new ones this year. And how about if we just tease that? Unless you know specifically, but if we tease it, we give people a reason to get down there and see which one they may not have seen. Any favorite special shapes for either of you?
I think the most excitement I'm seeing online is about the UFO.
Okay.
That's new this year. That seems to be one of the favorites already.
Do you know where they're from?
He's from the UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
And then we've got a ghost that's coming this year that people are excited about. And it's like too cute to be scared of. Even
Jasper-ish.
Even its eyes are little balloons. It's so cute.
His name is Boo.
Yeah.
Boo. Okay. So lots of fun to be had at the Balloon Fiesta. Ladies, before I cut you off, is there anything left unsaid you want to make sure or reiterate to the listener in preparation for this year's fiesta? Which, by the way, I think we already said it, but it's going to be it's the first Saturday in October?
Correct. October 4th through the 12th.
Okay.
This year.
So October 4th through the 12th. And again, let me throw back out there, pray for good weather. The right temperatures, light to no winds, and they need a little wind to get them out of the park. So 0 to 5 miles or 1 to 5 miles an hour.
Yes.
But again, I cut you off. Anything else, ladies, you want to reiterate?
Not that I can think of. Dress in layers.
Yeah.
Dress in layers, wear comfortable shoes, get there early. And
yeah.
By early, we mean 4:30.
And if folks have questions, the site's a great place to go, balloonfiesta.com. Stephanie, Jennifer, again, thank you for your investment in our community. One of the greatest events in the country, really. It's an international, it's a destination. But thanks for putting us on the map and making an event that the natives here that we're for the most part talking to have something to look forward to every year.
Absolutely. And Wonderful. Follow us on social if you can't be there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You want to list, are they pretty much all of them?
Yeah, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X. We're all over. But I think when it comes to live events, check us out on Facebook for a live stream of Balloon Fiesta Live. And then we'll be on Instagram and TikTok Live as well.
Awesome. Ladies, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.